From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
You'll periodically hear the term dry farming in reference to grape growing. But if Mother Nature doesn't give up a few cloudbursts soon, dry farming may become the involuntary norm. Let's talk dry winemaking right after this.
If you're like many wine lovers, you just can't seem to part with those corks, and the pile is growing. Turn that pile into style with an original cork cage holder from EpicStyle.com. Dozens of shapes and styles from windmills to wine barrels. These cork cages are a smash hit with wine aficionados, and you've got to see them at EpicStyle.com. Hundreds of items to add artistry and fun to any dinner or cocktail party. EpicStyle.com. Find gifts and accessories for home entertaining.
A couple of days ago, my brother Steve, who lives in Mendocino wine country adjacent to the Napa-Sonoma region, texted me a photo. It was a picture of Lake Mendocino. I didn't see any water in the photo of this critical water supply for the region. The text simply said, Mendocino Pond. The Golden State may soon be referred to as the Brown State. A sorry state of affairs, indeed. Earlier this week, I talked about the abnormally cold sub-zero weather in the Midwest and East that's wiping out grape buds and literally killing off the vines. In the West, it's quite the opposite. Persistent drought conditions are raising big concerns. Most weather prognosticators believe that the West may be facing a third straight year of dangerously low rainfall, with a snowpack that supplies most of California's water supply at only 20% of normal. Now, while most vineyards can tolerate prolonged drought, the outcome could be far smaller crop yields and higher wine prices. The good news is, stressed vines usually produce amazing wines. Hopefully, we'll be able to find them and afford them. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.